goodness. There you are. Why are you there? It is very cold and very dark. Why are you not with the pack? Well, I am not with the pack because I sensed that you were missing. It woke me up. I had to go and find you. I did not know if something had happened to you, or if you had ran, and then something happened to you. You know, something bad. Because if you ran at night in these woods, something bad would surely happen. You would die most horribly. Huh. Oh, well, my wound has healed. I told you the potion would work. See? Wait. You do not care about my wound. You are distracting me. Well, I will not fall for it. Why are you out here? You are not going to flee. No, you are smarter than that. So why? You came out here to think. You cannot think when you are with the pack. You must be cold and alone to think. If that is a human thing, that is very stupid. Oh, you want to be alone. Well, no, I am sorry. You cannot do that here in the forest. The lone creatures are either very deadly or very dead. Now more than ever. It is hard to describe. I do not think that humans can feel it. Can you? The forest. No, not the ground or the trees. The pulse. That hum. Like it's alive. Which is funny, because it is not a living thing, but it has been different lately. No, not just when you came, but before that. Bothered, like the pulse is all funny. Wrong, just different. Not good different. Strange. And that thing that attacked us. I have seen them before. Those ghouls. But they have never lashed out. Well, yes, you are human, and they do think humans are quite delicious. Many creatures here think you are food, but a member of the pack was attacked earlier, before I saved you from your stupid hiking. I did save you, but that's not the point. Just listen. She was attacked by a different creature. She was not even in soft body form. She was wolf. It did not care. It tried to rip out her throat and almost succeeded. I do not think it was your fault we were attacked. I think it is the forest. Something is wrong with it. And those things, I think they feel it too. Differently. Deeper. I am sorry if it is confusing. It is not an easy thing to explain if you cannot feel it. It is like describing what it is like to be wolf. I can tell you with words, but you will not really know it. Not like I do. In the creatures, the ones that do not think like you and me, the ones that are guided by instinct, I think they are most affected. They feel this thing too, and it upsets them, and they get confused, angry. There is something wrong. The balance of things is unbalanced. I know I am not good with words. I am sorry. That is the best way I can say it. Even if you do not understand, you cannot be out here alone, human. You need to come with me. There is safety in numbers and in the pack. And warmth. No, but I... Okay, fine. Just a moment, then. But I am staying with you. The village? Well, they are not in the forest. They are on the edge. Of the forest boundary? I do not think the hum goes beyond that, but to be truthful, I do not know. No, I'm sure they are fine. And the pack is your family now. I have told you this. Your sister. I did not know you had a sister. That is wonderful. Oh. What is she like? She sounds stubborn. That is just the way of siblings. You should have put your teeth on her neck so she would yield. Why not? It has always worked for me. Who else is in your family? Your human family. I would like to know these things. Ah, your mother. And a brother. Do your siblings look like you? Attractive? For a human. I would like to meet them someday. But... My poor little human. I am sorry. I do imagine you miss them, but it is not safe there. It is safe here. We would have been safe if we had stayed with the pack. Oh, stop pretending. You only care about safety when it is convenient for you. If you truly cared, you would not be out here alone in the middle of the night to think. I care for your safety. That is why you need me. I do not need you, no. But I want you around. I like you. You are so interesting. More than you seem. Strong, cunning, and also sweet and soft and cute. You are all of those things, and that is wonderful. Just because I said you are cute does not mean I kissed you. What? Shh. Stop. The pack is close. I do not want them to hear. I did not do that thing. I like you as a human, not a wolf. We wolves do not mate with humans, silly. We should probably be going back now. That is enough thinking for one night. Shh. We should be quiet. We do not want to wake up the pack and make them worry. There is enough worrying right now. They do not need more. About the forest. About you. No, they are less worried now. Since they heard tale of your bravery in battle. Yes, it was brave. They were all very impressed. They were certain you would have died immediately. That is a compliment. Why are you making that face? All they knew of humans was cowardice and cruelty, and you are neither of those things. They may not love you as I do, like you, as I do, but they are beginning to see you, really see you, as I see you, my wonderful, sweet, brave human friend, and a valuable member of the pack. No, I do not know what perhaps a Wendigo or a Skinwalker? There are so many different interesting things here. It is always something new. The forest is a fascinating place. Lately, even more. Especially with you in it. You make things exciting. I thought I had seen everything there was to see, but then I saw you. I am very glad I did. I know you are sad a lot of the times. You miss your home and your other humans. But I am so happy you are here with me and the rest of the pack. I feel as if you are meant for great things. Just as I feel the forest, I feel that too. And you are meant to do them here with us. I can sense it. I hope one day you do too. Okay, I am going to change to wolf. When I do, you should lay down and curl up with me. I am very warm, and I can keep you warm as well. Come, human. Let us go to sleep, and I will keep you safe, just like I promised. And when the sun comes up, I will show you something incredible.